Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi ladies, it's Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're going to talk about fat gain factors. So if you're doing everything right with your diet and exercise, and you're still not seeing any progress or changes in measurements or weight, one of the following 5 things might be at fault. Now, we're not just going to jump right into, you know, oh, it's one of these things for sure because I tried this new thing for a couple days and I'm not seeing any results now. Give something a fair chance. All right, like we're talking really dedicated, committed changes, at least 30 days, give it a full month, give it your all, be disciplined, do your best. I mean, honestly, and you know what that means for you. And then if you're not seeing results or something is just like nothing's budging, consider going to see your doctor or even a naturopath or a specialist of some kind. When you do that, ask them about these 5 things. 1, thyroid. All right, so your thyroid levels can be checked through a blood test, and that's something that, you know, you have to go actually see a doctor for. You can't do that yourself, at least not that I know of. Most of the time, that is not to blame, but, you know, for the rare occasion that it is to blame for your lack of weight loss or progress, it's worth getting checked out. 2, hormones. This is a really big one, especially for moms, you know, especially if you have little kids, have babies, or you're still nursing, or you're in that first 6 to 12 months postpartum still. Hormones, they take a long time to get back to normal level, to your normal state again, but it's worth having checked out also, just to kind of pinpoint a little better with your doctor. A lot of things could affect your hormones, you know, breastfeeding, just having a baby recently, PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, even insulin or blood sugar levels, pre-diabetic type of issues. So all of that stuff would definitely, definitely impact your weight loss and fat loss. 3, medications. Unfortunately, a lot of medications lead to weight gain and very few lead to weight loss. So you might want to have this evaluated with your doctor and see how you can keep your medication at a good dosage while affecting your weight minimally so that you can still lose weight without having that as an impediment. A lot of medications like mental health drugs or birth control, antidepressants, sleeping medications, a lot of those, they cause you to gain weight or at least keep you from losing weight as quickly as you would like. 4, food sensitivities. For this one, consulting a naturopath or a nutritionist could be extra helpful so that they can look into the bigger picture of what's going on in your life and what external factors could be affecting your weight, as opposed to just, you know, a quick 15-minute appointment with your general physician. There might be some gut healing necessary in order to get everything back into the right balance before you can see the best results. And finally, adrenal fatigue. This is so common in moms, especially moms of babies, because we're just up around the clock, up every few hours. We're not getting really good rest or even very high quality sleep. But it's not limited to when you have that, you know, newborn time where you're waking up every few hours and pretty sleep deprived. But also if you're going through a stressful time, a really difficult time, stress can be a huge factor because that contributes to adrenal fatigue and it contributes to actually a lot of, back to 2, hormones. It affects your hormones big time. So definitely get that evaluated if you think that could be affecting your results right now. And also you're just getting a little extra vitamin D. I mean, this is something that a blood test could confirm and check your vitamin D levels because that key vitamin affects so much of the bodily function. Now, remember, if you do have one of these things going on and there's not much that you can change about it immediately, like say the medications or the hormones or, you know, something that, you know, you're going to have to stick it out for a while. Remember that sometimes your body is just going through things that you have to work with your doctor to identify and you have to be patient and focus more on exercising for the sake of movement and to establish a good routine as opposed to, you know, stressing yourself out even more, trying to lose weight and exercising more and exercising harder, that's really not going to make things any better. And it might, in fact, make things worse. So to recap, first try something, give it your all, give it a legitimate 100% effort for at least 30 days. And then if it's still not working out for you, you're not seeing any results, then go see your doctor or a naturopath or a nutritionist, depending on which of these issues you are wanting to get checked out for thyroid, hormones, medication, food sensitivities, and adrenal fatigue. That's it for today, and thanks for joining me on the Journey to Sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.